On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
He reached the pinnacle of fabulist, and that is Mr. Rob Setter, our producer, so we really appreciate that. And Matt Catrillo's got the day off, but Mark Lawrence is here on WKOK Sunrise. Movie Mike McGranahan is here, professional movie critic, author, and women in cinema advocate. His review of Brightburn right now.
Brightburn flips the origin of Superman on its ear, reimagining it as a horror story. Elizabeth Banks and David Denman play a couple living in rural Kansas. When an infant in a spaceship crash lands in their field, they raise the boy as their son. At age 12, though, he starts revealing that he has superpowers, including flight, strength, and shooting laser beams out of his eyes. Instead of using those things for good, he uses them to kill anyone who makes him angry. Clark Kent, he is not. Brightburn is pretty hardcore horror. It doesn't shy away from the violent, gory repercussions of the kid's actions. I'm an old pro at handling such things on screen, but one moment involving a fluorescent light bulb made me gasp, cringe, squirm, and recoil simultaneously. A nihilistic streak runs throughout the movie, which might be its best quality, depending on your taste for nihilism. The performances are excellent, with Jackson Dunn proving to be the rare child actor who can be credibly creepy. Elizabeth Banks, meanwhile, does excellent work as the mother happily in denial about her son's murderous behavior. The main flaw with Brightburn is that it could use a lot more of everything. Running just 86 minutes, there was a lot of room to develop the story and its themes more fully. Even so, this is an admirably twisted little movie whose sickness delighted me. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 pieces of kryptonite.
3. Okay. First of all, nihilism, the rejection of all religious and moral principles and the belief that life is meaningless. So
yes.
I'll just get that.
It's a bleak film.
Okay.
There's no doubt about it. It's very bleak.
I'll get that out of the way. All right. So the premise for this, what set this up? What's happened in previous movies that makes this not a breakthrough, but something new?
It just kind of flips the Superman origin on its ear. I mean, we all have seen at least one of the Superman movies. We all know that story of him crash landing in the field and the Kents finding him and raising him and nurturing him and turning him into the fine young man, Clark Kent. And this movie says, okay, what if that, but the kid isn't good? What if he's really, really evil? So it's kind of a fresh spin on the whole idea of a superhero origin story. Just takes it and puts a horror spin on it.
All right, and does this take this whole story from beginning to end, or are we going to look at a Brightburn 2?
There is a room for a sequel at the end of this movie. They do kind of suggest some things that might happen next. It only did okay at the box office in its opening weekend, so I think that in order to get a sequel, the word of mouth would have to be phenomenal, and it would have to just really hang in there week after week after week. But whether they make one or not, I think that this is a really interesting film, and like again, I said, the only real problem I have with it is that they could have just developed everything a lot more. I think this could have been a modern classic had they done that, had they given it like maybe 20 more minutes just exploring some of the relationships and some of the ideas. But as it stands, it works as a horror movie.
It works okay. Well, and you generally like this type of genre, right?
Yeah, I'm a big horror fan, and like I said, this is sort of an original twist to put on the superhero story and to kind of reimagine it as a horror film. So I did enjoy it on that basis. Like I said, it's a bleak film. There's no doubt about it. The ending is incredibly bleak. But I sort of admired the fact that the movie was not afraid to go there.
Well, and I think last week we talked about I forget the particular action film, but one that was kind of John Wick, kind of not reestablishing the action film genre, but doing something actually different, in that film. Or you talked about it, really. And so this one does some things different, and so to that much for this genre, that's noteworthy.
Absolutely, and I won't give it away, but there's a scene in this movie where one character is going to do something, or they imply that this character is going to do something. And I sat there in my seat thinking, well, they won't actually do this. That would just be way over the line for a Hollywood movie to have a scene where that happens, and then the film does exactly that. So, like I said, I appreciate the fact that this movie is not afraid to go for broke.
Okay, sounds fabulous. Well, I saw in the trailer his run-in with a lawnmower, so I don't want to know what happened after that, so please don't spoil it.
Three pieces of kryptonite.
That's right, 3 pieces of kryptonite. All right, fabulous. All right, so new movies come out. I already know this is a big weekend. Lots of people are talking about a bunch of different films.
It is. Three new movies opening this weekend, and I think all of these are going to do pretty well at the box office. I don't think any of them are going to get lost in the shuffle. We start off with Godzilla King of the Monsters, in which Godzilla collides with Mothra, Rodan, and some of his other enemies. I love Godzilla.
That would be great. And I love Mothra.
Yeah. I'm interested to see this one. I mean, I have to admit, I sort of miss the guy in a rubber suit days, these whole CGI Godzillas. Yeah, they look cool, but I don't know. Some of the charm of Godzilla for me was, you know, guy in a rubber suit trampling on balsa wood sets. But I still want to see this because it's big monsters fighting each other. Rocket Man also opens today. That's a musical fantasy about Elton John's breakthrough years. Taron Egerton plays Elton John, and if you've seen the trailer, you know that there's just really nobody else that could have done the role. He looks almost exactly like the young Elton John, and he can sing, too. He does his own singing in this movie, so really excited to see his performance in Rocket Man. And finally, there's Ma, in which a lonely woman befriends a group of teenagers and decides to let them party at her house, and just when the kids think their luck couldn't get any better, things start happening that make them question the intentions of their host. This one stars Octavia Spencer, who's a phenomenal actress, and I can't wait to see what she does playing an outright villain.
She's Ma, eh?
She is Ma.
Okay. Well, I guess she wouldn't be one of the teenagers, so I guess I figured that out myself. Okay, so which of these good three films will you see today?
I'm actually starting off with Rocket Man. You know, Elton John is one of those people. I grew up with music in our household, obviously, because my dad worked his whole career in radio. So I'm very, very familiar with Elton John's work in music, and I can't wait to see what they do with that in this film.
All right, and the early reviews, you already know you're getting a stellar performance from the star who is...
Taron Egerton. Yeah, he starred. People know him from the Kingsman movies, but he also sang in the animated movie Sing. He was the main character, so he's got the musical chops as well as the talent to play it. But, yeah, I'm seeing that one today, and just really excited. The early buzz on it is quite good. He's getting raves, so I can't wait to weigh in myself.
All right, well, it's a good story, sure. And what does Elton think of it? Has he commented on the film yet?
He has. He's been very supportive of it. He insisted that they do the R-rated version. You know, one of the criticisms of last year's Bohemian Rhapsody was that it was PG-13 and that they really watered down the sex and drugs in Freddie Mercury's life. Elton John gave an interview where he said, you know what? I had all that in my life. It's part of my story. Why shy away from it? So the film does have an R rating and apparently will be a little more hard-hitting than Bohemian Rhapsody was.
All right, we're going to pay attention to aisleseat.com today or tomorrow when that review pops up. We'll give that a look for Rocket Man. Some news briefly. You just mentioned a biopic, now a Boy George film in the work.
Yeah, musical biopics are hot right now with Bohemian Rhapsody and now Rocket Man, and MGM is going to make a Boy George biopic. It will follow Boy George from his childhood in a working-class family up through his rise to fame as the leader of Culture Club. Now, I'm a product of the 1980s, so Culture Club is a very, very big band for me. So I can't wait to see what they do with the Boy George story.
All right. And where's Boy George now?
He's still around.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
he still records, still sings. I mean, he's had his drug problems over the years and things like that, but he's still out there.
All right. And let's see. Jason Mitchell, you tweeted a couple times about that this week. Start at the beginning on that one.
Yeah, if you want to know how to ruin a career that's really on the rise, just look at Jason Mitchell. You might not know his name, but the thing everybody knows him for was he played Eazy-E in the movie Straight Outta Compton a couple years ago. And a lot of people, myself included, believe that he deserved an Oscar nomination, although he didn't get one. That movie turned him into one of the hottest young actors in Hollywood, and now he's quickly becoming one of the coldest young actors. MTV nominated him in their TV and Movie Awards, and they withdrew his nomination this week because Jason Mitchell has had multiple allegations made against him on a Showtime TV show he's on and a Netflix movie he's filming. Several women on the sets of both of those have said that he has made them uncomfortable, that he's been inappropriate with him or with them. Jason Mitchell's manager and agent dropped him. So his career is really going down the drain right now because of some alleged poor behavior.
So he's got to turn this around, change his behavior, first of all, and then work on changing the the career aspect of it. I mean, if he's guilty of all of these things, which we tend to believe these women at least initially, and then there's some vetting of that. Okay, so Jason Mitchell, keep an eye on him in the years ahead, see if he's able to turn all of this around.
I hope he can get his act together because he's incredibly talented, but he seems to have some really intense personal demons.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens to him.
So we'll have to see what happens. Okay. Movie Mike, you're going to the theater today, so we'll be paying attention to aisleseat.com.
Yeah, Rocket Man will be up later today.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Aisleseat.com, and we mentioned the Twitter, @AisleSeat, and we're always glad to announce that Movie Mike's appearance on WDKOK and on our sister station 94KX and across the hall on Eagle 107, sponsored by the Campus Theater Lewisburg.